calling Doris and Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. One of the things that has been, I would suggest, a benefit to me of the last 5 years is the way I interact with people. I have learned to contend seriously without just simply, you know, using the crowd or using insults, but use love and use reason dare I say, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord, the Isaiah comment. Because I spent a good bit over an hour today interacting with a gentleman who claims to be a Mormon. And the opportunity allowed me to discuss who defines marriage. We went around and around on that because he agreed that, yes, the Lord defines marriage, and this is what the state says. And so we went around circles on that. But, of course, part of the issue is he was comfortable with things like using prostitutes. But then we also, you know, the veracity of Scripture, it's yes, it's true, but man says is where he basically was at. It takes some effort to learn how to deal with somebody. The 1 Peter 5, 1 Peter 3:15, to do it with gentleness and respect. I've grown a lot in that. I have a lot of room to grow, obviously, but this is something I celebrate. I do see the Lord maturing me because I'm not trying to win the argument with him. I'm trying to seek the truth with him. And when somebody responds back with just, you know, on the internet we call it flame wars, I still try to go back to, yes, indeed, all Scripture is God-breathed. It is a reference. And let's look at the reference. I'm appealing to do that with my own family. I would like to prepare my kids to do the same and to do it with love. Please let me. I love you.